I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon, morning, or evening, whatever it may be by you. Today is December 16th, 2013. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am Cindy Freeman, your host, and I welcome you today to our show. In a little bit, we will be talking to Nada Howarth about living our purpose during the holidays. And I'll bring her on in a little bit. In the meantime, though, I would like to let you know that I am looking for some guests for next week. I'd like people to come on and share their holiday traditions, whether that be religious and spiritual, ethnic, generational, family, whatever that might be. I'd like to try to pre-arrange this as opposed to just having people call in, but you're welcome to call in if you don't catch this until just before the show. We'll have possibly a couple of pre-recorded clips that will come on for some people that work that would like to share their traditions or whatever you might like. You are welcome to be part of that show. If you've been a guest on my show, you're welcome to come on again for that anyway also. As far as how to get a hold of us and take a look at what Purpose Talk Radio is all about, if this is your first time hearing us, please go to our website at PurposeTalkRadio.com. That's PurposeTalkRadio, all one word. Of course, all lowercase as it traditionally is, .com. And you will find information about our upcoming guests, our past guests, as well as upcoming shows as soon as we get those posted. And you can also listen to the archives of our past shows. Additionally, there is a tab on that site where you can sponsor our show or make a donation so that we do stay on for more than a half hour that we would be able to do if we only had a free show. So I welcome you to do that and be a part of what Purpose Talk Radio is all about. What our mission here is, simple, that we bring people on who have accomplished or are working toward what they believe to be their purpose in life. Have them share with you how they got there and some ideas as to how you can get to living your purpose as well. So those are the simple things for us. Oh, yes, I almost forgot. The theme song that you just heard is by the group True Trinity. That is Rachel Martinez, Jillian Clark, and myself. You can find information about them on TrueTrinity.com. Our chat room is open both on Blog Talk Radio and also on Facebook at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And you are welcome to come post in either of those areas with any of your questions, your comments, your feedback. Of course, the Blog Talk Radio chat is a more informal where sometimes people just go there and chat away about anything in particular. You never know what shows up in that sometimes. Whereas the one on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations is more geared toward the topics of our to the top of the page. So you are welcome to be a part of that as well. Whether you listen to our show live or whether you listen to it later on the archived recording. Both of those shows are available at the same link. So at any time you can listen to anything again, you might have missed it or would like to hear some of the other pieces of the show along the way. Wow, having said all of that, boy, it's a mouthful. It is a mouthful. So I would, let's see. The other piece, oh, yes, we're also looking for a guest for January 20th. and that would be Martin Luther King Day. And what I'm looking for is folks that have had to go through some adversities, maybe involving discrimination or acceptance, and or somehow were involved with the issues around Martin Luther King Jr. Of course, in America here, we do celebrate that it's his birthday. And, you know, that topic is kind of treasured. So other than that, we do have guests scheduled through the end of February and actually a couple in March as well. But we do have openings at any time if you'd like to come on the show, as I mentioned, or if you'd like to suggest some show topics. Mouthful. So what I will do next is to bring on our guest. And as I mentioned, that is Nada Howarth. Hi, Nada.
Hi, Cindy. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. It's beautiful here. The sun is shining. There's snow all over the place, and it's just gorgeous. So feeling good.
And where are you? You're out on the West Coast?
I live in the mountain area. I'm in northern Utah, and so kind of in the middle of the country.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, we've got our snow here in the Midwest as well, and I don't think we have our sun today, unfortunately, so it's just actually sometimes that makes it warmer out here with the cloud cover.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I see.
We get a lot of sun here. I love that, even though it's cold and, you know, it's not what you get.
So are you a skier or just enjoy the winter sports or summer sports?
You broke up there. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
I'm sorry. I said more into the winter sports, the winter weather, or the summer weather?
I actually like the fall and spring weather, but we don't get much of it. We usually either have summer or winter here. It's either usually really hot or snowing and cold. But the one thing we do have is, you know, a majority of sunshine throughout the year, and that's what I really love.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will introduce you to our audience. And actually what I'm going to do when I have you answer our first question is I'm going to switch to my phone because I understand that we do have some static on the Skype line today, and hopefully that will make some adjustments on that for anyone who's having problems listening to the show. So for today, we have our guest, as I said, is Nada Howarth. She's a dynamic certified life coach who consistently achieves phenomenal results with her clients. Hopefully she'll explain how that happens and what that exactly means a little bit later in the show. She founded and owns Nada's Essentials Life Coaching and Caregivers Oasis and is a weekly co-host on her own show on Live LOA Radio, also here on Blog Talk Radio. Her passion is to empower people to improve their lives with creative guidance through one-on-one and group coaching. She specializes in helping people transcend their traumas, abolish the effects of their abuse, and become victorious over being a victim in all areas of their lives so they can move more easily into achieving their desires and maintain better health and well-being. And we know that's a heavy thing, especially, you know, at the holidays, people have some bad feelings with families and that kind of thing. And, you know, this is a good time to do some of that healing, too. So we'll get into a little bit of that as well. Also, Nada's background is in nursing. She has a BS in nursing from Westminster College. In Utah, worked as an RN in various hospitals, specialized in cardiology and research. You know, those issues of the heart, you know, haven't gone far from her training. So I'm sure that affects a little bit, too, on your coaching here because you know what some of this stress does on the heart, right?
Oh, definitely, yes, yeah, okay. Firsthand.
There you go. And you and your husband have had a crepe and coffee shop. Oh, what fun.
Yeah, that was great.
I've had that for 8 years in Central Oregon, and that's where you really learned, as you said in your bio, the service with a smile.
Exactly.
And then And then also working as a merchandiser for American Greetings, Levy Home Entertainment, Spar, Crossmark, all those things. Of course, it gives you the retail and the customer service and all those things, too, that you need in your own business. Then, of course, we have Pank Tiller. My gosh, you just are all over the place. So you've got a lot of versatility in your life, which is really cool. And then, of course, the extensive personal experience with trauma, abuse, caring for aging parents, and all those other pieces that kind of try to interfere with life. But that, of course, gives her the deep level of empathy and compassion. She's also worked with other professionals. She has a coaching certification, basically, and as a result has become proficient in many processes, techniques that help people connect to their inner guidance. So, with having said and explained some of that, and we'll go into a little bit more of that later, too, for you, would you please tell us, Nana, as I said, officially, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for that great introduction. Thank you, Cindy.
And then if you tell us a little bit about how you came, you've moved through various things, but how you've come to realize what your current passion and the current purpose of your life is.
Well, it's a matter of all that you just heard about me, what I've been through, what I've done. It's been a constant process of searching and sometimes not even knowing that I was searching. But, Cindy, what I have come to know in the process is that when I am being the best me that I can be, doing whatever I love in that present moment, that is when I'm living my purpose. And it can be many different things. It doesn't have to be just one thing. It's, my goodness, I'm a life coach. I'm a wife, a mother. I'm a community helper. I do so many other things. I'm a radio show co-host. There's so many things in my life that I do that are constantly changing and that are only an extension of the expression of the truth of who I am, which is basically constant. That part of me, the truth of who I am, the spiritual part of me is, that's my purpose, is to be me. And, I love your beginning, the intro to this show, because it talks about being connected to spirit and being, yourself. And I do know that 96% of us is actually spirit. And there's really only 4% that is this physical being that is going and doing and kind of an extension or an expression of that spirit. So as long as we're tapped into who we truly are, our life flows and what we do from that place is absolutely perfect. And, what I've discovered in the process is that I am, just as you are, unique and wonderful just as I am, and there is no one else like me on the planet, nor has there ever been or ever will there be. And I have gifts to give that nobody else does, as you do, and we all do. And once you get that secret, there is no limit to what you can do with your life and all the purposes that you really are here for. And, it's just, when I discovered that, Cindy, it was the most freeing, discovery of my life, because it allowed me to not be locked up into listening to what other people think about me or what they think I should be doing or what I think I should be doing because of the way I have been raised or past programming. And it allowed me to really go into a space of doing the things I came here to do. So here I am.
So how did you set on, you've obviously found different paths at different times.
Definitely.
Was there any particular real turning point that had you making these transitions, or was it kind of as opportunity opened its doors, or was there something specific?
You know, as I was going through the earlier part of my life, as I was going through a lot of the different jobs and things that I experienced, I was not in touch with this information of, you know, how precious that I am as a person and that I have individual gifts to give. But what I did is I've always had a strong faith, a strong, you know, belief in a higher power. And I prayed constantly, and through different times and different processes, I was, you know, I wanted to go to school. I wanted to become a cardiopulmonary tech. I wanted to become a nurse. At other times, I wanted to find work because I needed money. There's different things, and it's like in looking for work, I wanted to be a bank teller, and, you know, I wanted to work in merchandising. You know, we are so expansive, and we limit ourselves so much by not allowing ourselves to really experience the life that is out there. I think we need to hone in on one specific place and just move forward. And for some people, that's perfect. That's great. But I guess I decided that I wanted to do more than that, and I'd try something for a while, and I would go, wow, this isn't me, you know? And so then I'd go on and try the next thing. And at one point, it became probably the lowest point I've been. I had lost my job. It was actually when the economy was in a downturn. And for a year and a half, I couldn't find work, and that was not normal for me. Normally, I, you know, leave one job, and I have three others waiting options. And so that was a time for me to really do some soul searching and to go, wow, you know, what do I really want to do here? What do I want to do with my life? What's important here? And in the process, that was when I actually sat down to meditate one day, kind of with that contemplation of, you know, what do I need to do? And a prayer, I was pouring out my heart to, you know, to God and saying, you know, I need help here. And my unemployment was running out, and there were bills, and, you know, this is real. And while I was meditating, I had reflected on several years before, remembering that I wanted to be a life coach. And then due to, you know, financial circumstances, relocation, my husband's work, everything else that was going on, it didn't become a possibility. And so I went, wow, and it almost felt like I was doing it. And it felt so good, and I went, wow, I got to figure out how to get back into this. And I went in, opened my email, and I had received an email from Christy Whitman at the QS Quantum Success Coaching Academy, and it said, this was in the line, you know, that you look when you are just breezing through your emails, have you ever thought about being a life coach? And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And so I investigated the program. I went in, I listened to all of her, her different, she actually gives you 5 training videos that are absolutely free that before you even sign up for the program that you could start doing coaching with. But I was so intrigued, I decided I was going to do this, and there was no way. Nothing was going to stop me. Finances, anything. I mean, it was just like this higher knowing that was just catapulting me forward into this program. And, you know, I did look into other programs. It wasn't like I just kind of blindly went there, but none of the other programs I looked into gave me that same clarity, that same feeling of, yeah, this is me, you know, it feels good, this is right, it fits. And so that was the beginning. And when I went into that coaching program, thinking that I was going to learn how to help other people, which, of course, I am and did, and here I am. But in the process, I went through the largest, greatest personal transformation that I've ever had in my life. And it brought me to the point of knowing that, yes, being me and who I am and what I have to give is unique, and it's what my purpose is, what I want to be doing. And listening to other people tell me what they think I should do or whatever, sometimes it's helpful because it's kind of a contrast that tells you, no, that doesn't fit. That's not me. Doesn't feel right. And, you know, so then you're able to gain more clarity within yourself. So it's not like you resist all that other stuff that's going on around you. Everything I went through was just like grist for the mill, or it set the stage for bringing me to the point where I could make such a, you know, profound personal transformation. And once again, here I am just being me.
Hmm. Wow. So what is that, for those that have never experienced that, what does that feeling of, I don't know if you can put it into words, that feeling of settled, this is it, I know beyond knowing that this is what I'm supposed to be doing at the moment, that when you realize that that particular program was the one you were supposed to go through, can you describe that for me?
Sure. Yeah, it is just a matter of calming yourself down, taking in some deep breaths if you need to, close your eyes, and it is a form of a meditation. If you meditate, great. That's a great place to connect. But what you want to do is think of what, you know, just kind of, first of all, as you breathe in, feel your body, feel your whole body all the way down to your feet, and feel the spirit, the love, the light pouring through you from above. And feel that your feet are totally grounded on the floor beneath you. And as you're in that space, just imagine, you know, what it is that would make you feel wonderful. What are you dreaming about doing that you're not doing right now? And if there's possibilities out there, you know, try the different possibilities on as you're in this space. And see which one feels better. And as you try them on, you want to breathe them in. Just breathe them in and feel their amazing energy flowing through every cell in your body. And you become so focused on the idea of it that you feel like you are actually it. So it's in this space that you can connect with yourself in a way that you begin to pave the perfect path to living your purpose in the moment, which, as I have come to discover, that can change as time goes on. But wherever you're at, whatever feels right to you right now will feel so good when you're thinking about it. And if you put yourself in a place of, you know, like when you're a kid, you kind of daydream and you imagine being a princess and living in a castle and all those good things. If you can tap into that sort of a feeling and pretend that, you know, you're being a mother, you're being a high-powered professional in a business, you know, you're the bank president, you're working for your church in service, whatever it is, you're, you know, working for people who care for animals. There's a million possibilities that you could be doing. And you know already within yourself what those things are because they're the things that you love doing. And instead, what you might be doing are all the things that you think you should be doing. And to a degree, those are important too. Some of them will get you to where you want to go. Others of them, maybe you could change them. Whenever you are in a place that does not feel good to you, you have three options. You can either change, if it's only your attitude about it, your perception, whatever it is, you can change it. You can accept it the way it is and just go on and choose to love it, or you can leave it. You are never stuck wherever you are at. You always have options. So even though you go, well, yeah, this sounds really great, and wow, I'd really love to be whatever it is you're dreaming about, you know, a supermodel or who knows, but you do have options. You're not stuck being a waitress or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. And by all means, I have been a waitress before, and I loved it. It was one of the highlights of my life. So, I mean, you know, wherever you feel that you're stuck, because for you it's not working, you do have options. You are never stuck. You can always move.
Cool. Yeah, I know later we want to do a little bit more on, you want to take some people through an actual meditation and allow them to maybe feel some of that.
Definitely.
More directly.
Yeah.
So we want to do that kind of at the end of the show. We want to get people to hear a little bit more of the excitement in you and how you got to be what you are, as opposed to them just doing that now. So
sure.
Hang on and pay attention and, you know, see what that's like and get used to a little more of Nada's background so you know of her credentials as well. The other thing is if anyone has questions, again, please put them either in the chat room or on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, or even better, please feel free to call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Okay, so we've got some of the, you know, the background things out of the way. They're never out of the way. They're all a piece that fits together. So, you know, let's go into some of the topic that you're talking about for today, which is how do we live our purpose in the holidays when there's a lot of shoulds and expectations of other people and rushing around and all that kind of stuff that just kind of takes us away from who we are and what we are because of what the world is doing around us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what I'd like to look at a little bit is, first of all, how do you, you know, what are some of the tools or the things, the actions that might be able to help us, again, if there's something different of who we're supposed to be, quote, unquote, during the holiday. You know, or some things that can help us hold and stay grounded to who we are in the moment.
Sure. I would love to share that. And before I do, Cindy, I would just like to bring up just a little bit of information around how the law of attraction works in this whole process of what's going on in the holidays. And the law of attraction, it's basically a universal law for any of those of you who aren't familiar with it, and it is as real as gravity. We aren't as, some of us, as educated in it, but it is one of the things that has helped me definitely go through my transformation. And it states that like attracts like. And so your feelings, whatever you're feeling, amplify your thoughts into inspired action. So wherever you are being, if it's in overload, if it's in pleasing, if it's in meeting all these expectations, whatever it is, you're going to just keep getting more of that because that's where your focus is. And like Cindy said, during the holidays, there are so many distractions and other things that really do consume our attention. That's if we let them. We do have a choice to simply not do that. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to be a hermit and close the doors and say, I'm going to be Scrooge and I'm not going to celebrate. No, you can participate and be fully there and even more fully there than you've ever been before. But it is simply a matter of using the power of your intention and then just practicing being there. You know, it's nothing huge and magical. You have an experience of what you would really rather be, and you keep remembering who you are and keep going back to that. And some of the things that you can do, and actually one of the best and easiest things that I do to reconnect with myself on a deeper level, even in the middle of a holiday party or the middle of a mall, is I just take a few deep breaths in and out, and I just focus on my breath. Now, sometimes I do need to remove myself and go to a restroom somewhere, but actually, as time has gone on and I've practiced this more and more, I can pretty much do it anywhere. And I know my husband will say to me, well, I heard you breathing. And I laugh. And, you know, most people, they're so caught up in their own stuff, they aren't going to notice. And if they do, it's just like, yeah, you know, I'm just taking in all this wonderful energy around me. And so that is that's probably the most powerful thing you can do and the easiest thing to remember to do. Any of us can do it. We all breathe, right? So it's just a matter of remembering to take some time, a few seconds to focus on it. Breathe deeply, and, you know, as you breathe out, just let yourself relax and be settled within yourself, feeling your whole body all the way down to your feet. That's very important. Feel your feet touching the ground so that you know you're not out there floating around and all this other energy, but you're right here inside your body. And go ahead. Yeah.
and that gives your cells that extra added oxygen, too, that it needs, and clears out some of those spaces and things, too, and just can give you, like you said, that extra little push, you know, because, some of that stuff is just tiring. It's exhausting sometimes, and that, you know, those extra breaths, even at that point, can give you that extra boost of energy that can help you come back and bounce back to what you need.
Exactly. When you're in yourself and you're focused in your higher self, spiritual self, heart center, there's a million things you can call it, and you're connected to your source, God, the universe, whatever you're comfortable with calling that, there is abundant energy for you there, and you do not need to ever feel like, you know, you're drained, or as long as you're connected, that's always flowing through you. And you'll always know what to do. So breathing, it does clear out the other energy that you're absorbing around you and bring you back into your own true connection and self. And it's one of my favorite things to do.
Cool.
So, Ed. Yeah. You know, Cindy, there's a couple things that I have learned through this whole process that may upset some people, I'm not sure, because we're so used to having to do it all, especially if you're a woman. But you need to give yourself permission to say no. And that's a toughie. It took me a long time to learn that one. It took a lot of practice. And the first few times I was like, no. And, you know, if you can say it without giving an excuse, feeling empowered with it, that is when it is good. But you need to avoid taking action that is forced or doesn't feel right to you in the moment. I mean, we've all been there. It's like, oh, this doesn't feel good. You know, why am I doing it? Okay, yeah, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh, we're all so alike. And the first time that you say no, even if you're feeling shaky and uncomfortable, you, when you get through that initial part, you're going to feel so much better, empowered, and, you know, as long as you don't beat yourself up for, oh, I should have. No, don't go there. You know, love yourself. And the other side of that is, by all means, you need to give yourself permission to say yes and take action when it feels right and good, and you're coming from a place of inspiration instead of that intellectual analysis of, oh, I should be, you know, well, what are they going to think? Well, you know, whatever. That's not important. It's where you're at, what you think, and what you need to do. If you go to something or do something and you really don't want to be there, you know, you may think that you're doing the right thing, but all those people or the person you're with or whatever, on some level, they're going to know and feel that you're not really there with them. So are you really serving? Are you really doing the best you can? Or would you be better to say, no, that's not what I can do right now, and let someone else do it who's really into it?
Right. Like you said, you attract that. If you're not into something, you attract that negative energy, and you're going to find all of the other people who don't want to be there doing something.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, whereas if you know, you're not going to have any fun, you're going to go home, and you're going to feel drained, and you're going to feel like, my God, why did I do that? I just feel like, you know, I just walked all over, and you're going to, you know, not want to be around those people later. And here it is. Maybe you're the one that attracted that energy to you, and you're taking it out on them.
Yeah.
You know, on the other hand, if you go somewhere with the intention of, I'm going to have a great time, I want to be there, you know, and this is if you truly do, not necessarily going, oh, well, I don't really want to be there, but I'm going to go there, and I'm going to say I'm going to have a great time. And,
yeah.
You know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But if you go with, you know, wanting to really be there, you know, those people, even somebody you don't know or somebody who might be kind of on the fence about being there, you're going to find that, you know, you're able to change their energy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it goes back to Cindy that you can either change it, accept it, or leave it
mm-hmm.
in any situation. And, you know, you're making me think of another thing that I actually practiced during the holidays, and it was a rough go in the beginning, as with all of these new ways of thinking and doing. It's kind of like when you started to ride a bike. Did you just, like, take off and go zoom, you know? No, you know, I know I fell over many a times. I think I still have scars on my knees. But, you know, eventually, hey, I got pretty good at it, and I just kept practicing. So, but, you know, during the holidays, we have all these traditions. And then we have expectations, and we put them on ourselves and each other. But, you know, consider creating new traditions that carry some of the flavor and the best feelings from the past, but work better and feel better and more appropriate for here and now and your present situation, wherever you're at. You know, I started to do this when I became a cardiopulmonary tech, and it's like New Year's Eve, and I get called into the hospital, and I'm like, oh, I want to be home for New Year's. You know, I mean, and there was nobody home. I mean, I lived in a city all by myself. You know, I had friends, but there was nothing planned. You couldn't plan it, not when you're on call. But, you know, you can watch the ball drop, right?
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I walked in the door, looked at my watch. It was 11:59, and it was quiet. And, I couldn't get the TV turned on or, you know, and I went, wow, this is New Year's, you know? And then I went, yeah, this is a good New Year's. This feels good. It's actually quiet and peaceful, and we just saved a life, and, you know, life is good. And so then I began to realize that there are places in the world where the holidays are just another day. And the more I got into my nursing and everything else, you know, the hospital doesn't close down on Christmas.
Yep.
And, you know, to take that even further, both of my parents got sick and died around the holidays. We found out that my mom was you know, critically ill right before Thanksgiving. And then several years later, my father went into the hospital on Christmas Day. And, I mean, if you don't think that was traumatic, he was my Santa Claus. I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, and then he died, like, the middle of January. And, you know, I, at the time, I went, God, this sucks, you know. I was so angry. I'm going, just, you know, thanks a lot. You ruined my holidays. I mean, why did you have to die now? Couldn't you have died, like, at this, like, other time during the year, you know?
Yeah.
And in the process of my growth and shifting and changing, I have learned to embrace that their transition, their leaving, as being the most beautiful, perfect time, because what better time to remember them and celebrate their life and all that they did and that they gave me and their love. And you know, it's just a matter of perspective is all it is. Nothing changed. They still died when they died. I'm still their daughter, but I chose to see it in a different light. And now I can enjoy my holidays and, you know, really participate, where for years, I mean, I would put on the skids and I would just, like, drag through them. But you really can change traditions. And what I was trying to get at is, because of what happens when you're in the hospital or working in the hospital and all this stuff goes on in your life, sometimes you don't get turkey for Thanksgiving. I mean, I have had chili. I've had spaghetti. I've had lasagna, you know. And I actually had a better time than if I would have been trying to create this fancy meal in light of what was going on around me. And, you know, we need to be open to the possibility that something else could be as much or even more fun than what we remember in years gone by.
You know, I'm glad you said that. For me, my parents are still alive, gratefully. And my grandparents, you know, didn't pass during a holiday. But last year, on the 20th of December, so next Friday, what will be next Friday, I lost a friend of 32 years. And she and I, you know, we had our first sign language classes together. We had all this kind of stuff that went on through the history. She'd be the person when I wanted to go out to eat with somebody as opposed to myself. We'd call each other and go, hey, what are you doing right now? You know, and sometimes could even do that. It was great, you know, and she was my mother's age, which, you know, made it hard. It was, you know, I didn't get along with my mom, but I got along with her fine, you know, a lot of times, especially the holidays. You know, so as you say that, you know, you're giving me a different perspective on how to look at this, too. You know, when we were in the sign group, we would do Christmas shows together, our sign language group did, and I went to see the play White Christmas a couple of weeks ago, and the song Sisters, which she and I did a couple of times together, came up. And it was just like, you know, I'm like, dang it, Marty. You know, what, why? You know, that kind of thing. You know, because it was too close to Christmas last year to make a difference. You know, and she was, most times at Christmas time, she was in California with her family. And I, you know, when I was driving and I had the eyesight and things, I would take care of her critters. You know, so again, that tradition changed over time. And so when you say that, you know, find some different things and different reasons to, you know, share the good and the memories. You know, I appreciate that perspective of it. So thank you for that.
Oh, I'm so glad that helped. You're so welcome. Yeah, it's you just freed yourself, Cindy.
Yeah, because I was kind of
dreading next week. I'll have to come back and listen to the show next week again and go, okay, now what did I hear? And, you know, so that's cool. You know, that's unfortunate because, you know, I also know that history or statistics, better terminology, is around the holidays there are a lot more people that suffer depression and do get sick and do pass away. And it's, you know, I think it's because of stressing themselves out. You know, maybe you can speak a little bit more to that. You know, you've given us some ideas of how not to, but, you know, they build up that stuff over time, too. So,
yeah, and, you know, Cindy, what we're talking about here, it really applies throughout the whole year, but it's just because things are more intense this time of year. And if you realize you do have a choice, you don't have to be everything everybody expects. You can reach out. You can ask for help. You know, accept where you're at. Be in the moment, and when things change, don't hang on to what you're expecting, because the resistance only drains your precious energy. You know, you need to let go of any past, present, or future expectations anytime, but especially this time of the year. And, you know, use your power of intention or prayer to remain peaceful and focused on your true self and being yourself, your purpose, in the center of the storm happening all around you. It's like, oh, there's like a scripture somewhere, I don't know, that says be in the world, not of it. And so it's possible to be participating and being this little, quiet, calm, peaceful drop of light and love in the midst of all the craziness. And then what you do is you radiate out to the people who are experiencing craziness around you, and they see a different option and give them the possibility to shift too. And you're kind of like a little lighthouse that's showing a ship how to come back to shore. And at the same time, you are de-stressing yourself. You're keeping yourself present and calm. And you're being the same you that you are the rest of the year. You don't need to be somebody different because it's Christmas. I mean, you're always you. And, you know, so accept where you're at and be real with yourself. And, you know, if you have a full-time job, a new baby, a sick kid, and it's your turn to have the holiday dinner, gosh, suggest going out instead. It's okay. You know, your family won't fall apart. You might have more fun. There's a movie, I can't think of the name of it right now, where they were having dinner and the turkey fell on the floor and the dog ate it. I don't remember the whole thing. But at any rate, they ended up going out to a Chinese restaurant for dinner, and they all had a great time. I mean, they had more fun than they would have had at home. And so, you know, you need to keep yourself open and realize that you need time, space, and energy to handle what's on your plate right now, too, without adding on the holidays. And, you know, just intend to have more fun, enjoy, laugh, relax, leave the dishes, leave whatever schedule, itinerary you have set when you have a chance to just be with yourself or with family and friends, whatever feels appropriate, and love yourself and them and share the time together. I mean, cherish it. This is precious. Christmas is not about all of the commercial craziness of, you know, how many gifts you can buy and receive and dinners that you can have and invite all these people over. You can do that any time of year. You really can. I mean, it's a stretch to think about that, but you can. But you need to take, you know, you need to take time to be alone, love, and take care of yourself, and stay true to yourself in whatever way you're inspired to in the moment. However you find it best to relax, refresh, and renew your soul, You know, for some people it's going to church, taking a hot bath or a shower, meditating, going for a walk in nature, get away from the present situation and just breathe. Go to the gym. You can listen to your favorite music, watch a movie, take a nap, even savoring a cup of your favorite tea or hot chocolate or coffee can do that very same thing for you. It can bring you back into your peaceful center and get you reconnected.
Yeah. You know, the movie that you quoted sounds like something like National Vacation or something like that. always things that were going wrong. And the family was just so doggone stressed out. You know, and you just, yeah. You know, I think of all of our holiday shows that that show these kind of things, that portray it, and, you know, are spoofs and satire. But you know what? For a lot of people, it's reality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we laugh at it, and then in some cases, if we look at what our lives are, we might just find out that it's not that far-fetched from, you know, what we are doing. You know, and it's not just Christmas. There's Christmas, there's Ramadan, there's Hanukkah, there's Kwanzaa, there's all the ones that everybody celebrates. You know, so as we say Christmas, you know, we do incorporate all of the holidays and all the things and traditions
of
that
course.
People celebrate.
Yes.
You know,
and I apologize for not bringing that forward.
That's okay.
But thank you for bringing that forward, definitely. Yes, yes. Yeah.
You know, but the other piece is the scripture that you had referred to. Unfortunately, the only one I'm finding off the top is what basically is the King James Version. And, you know, and we do, again, focus on the spirituality of the church, the spirituality of people's lives here. But, you know, for those who like to know what that is, it's John 15:19, or at least one of them here.
Thank you.
Version I have. Yeah, if you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world has you. So,
mm-hmm.
And
yep.
That's one of them. I think there's a couple other ones, too, but, you know, that's one that would focus on that. So if people want to look it up, it's a place for you to reference it. So, anyway. Oh, that's cool. Lots of information. So, were there other tools that you wanted to bring up? I know I've jumped back and forth on you on here. So, were there some other tools you wanted to give us? I think you gave us the three main ones at this point. You know,
definitely.
The breathing, saying no or saying yes as you feel it's appropriate, and just, you know, starting whatever traditions you feel you need to make it your own at this point.
Right. And one of the most powerful things you can do, Cindy, is express your gratitude. And feel grateful for all that you have been blessed with each day, hour, and moment in the middle of, you know, of this time of year. It will actually help raise your vibration and keep you connected with your unlimited abundance from your source, God, the universe, whatever you choose to call that. And in any moment, I use this frequently when I'm feeling off or down. If I begin to feel grateful, it will just bring me back out of it. In fact, I like to write down at least 5 to 10 things I'm grateful for each day. It helps keep me positive, you know, and centered on achieving my goals and staying true to myself, living my purpose. So that is a very powerful one. And another one of my real favorites is, and I alluded to it in the beginning, but is to use a process called segment intending, and it comes from Abraham Hicks. And what I do before I go to sleep or when I wake up in the morning, sometimes both, I actually think about how amazing I want my day to go each step of the way as I feel how good it feels throughout my whole body. And when I create time, I actually also journal it or write it all down as if it had already happened. And feeling extremely grateful and fulfilled as I do this. It's a very powerful process to use. You can use it, you know, before you go to bed when you get up in the morning, or you can use it at the break of each segment of your life. You know, say you get up and you're going, okay, the morning is going to go smooth. I'm going to have my meditation time. The kids will get up. We'll go through breakfast effortlessly and easily. We'll get the car loaded. We'll head to grandma's, and everybody will have a good time without bickering and fighting. Then you're in the car. We get to grandma's, and the kids are happy and polite, and the food is delicious, and we'll have, you know, kind of get the idea of what I'm saying. Prior to whatever you're going into, I mean, and this can go the rest of your life. If you're going into a job interview, for Pete's sake, you can set the intention for how you would like that to go. I most definitely did it before our show today, and I wouldn't think of living without it. It's very empowering. Along with that, daily meditation and prayer is essential to staying true to myself, and even if I only have 5 minutes, it can change my whole perspective and allow the desires of my heart to flow through more easily to me, because I am staying connected to, you know, the truth of who I am, my source. And one that I like to use, okay, so you're going, yeah, this is all fine and well, but I'm always right in the middle of it, and things are going every which way but loose. So how do I shift out of that? What do I do? Well, when life happens and I'm in a challenging situation, I like to use the wouldn't it be nice process. It's also an Abraham Hicks process. And it allows me to pivot myself to a better possibility than the one that I'm currently experiencing in the moment. And it gives me something to do other than react. I think a lot of us, Cindy, just kind of, we get in these situations and we react right along with what's happening. But, you know, after I think what would be nice or what I would prefer it to be like, then I go into another easy process and called turning it over to the manager. That helps me let go of the situation and allow what ever is for everyone's highest good to happen. And it frees me to be able to return to focusing on my own purpose and passion, where I can more easily be able to take inspired action in the present moment instead of just react to what's going on around me. And those two together are so incredibly powerful. I would love for everyone to try it. And, you know, even if you think, oh, I don't know how to do that, it's so easy. It's just like, you know, okay, so you're in the car and the kids are squabbling and fighting and you're trying to figure out where you're going and you can't find the directions and you lost them on the floor. So it's like, take a deep breath. Wouldn't it be nice if the kids quit fighting and instead tried to help me find the directions? And then, you know, as you're saying that, and kind of if you can go through that, keep thinking of different things. Wouldn't it be nice if I remembered what I was told so that I can, you know, do without the written directions to get where I'm going? Wouldn't it be nice if, you know, my oldest child said, hey, come on, guys, let's be quiet. Mom's trying to drive. You know, you can go on and think of all these awesome possibilities that would feel so great in the moment to you. And as you're thinking of them, you begin to feel better. If you can do that for at least 68 seconds, and that doesn't mean you need to turn on a stopwatch, but, you know, for a period of time, it actually only takes 17 seconds to shift your perspective. And the longer that you go into it, the more you begin to shift your reality, the longer you stay there. So it is powerful. It does work, and I would really encourage you to try it. The turning it over to the manager process is way, it's so amazing cool too, because, okay, once you get yourself feeling better about, okay, we've got cool possibilities here other than what's happening, and, you know, you then if you are depending on what your belief system is, you pretend that you are the owner of a large company and you have a manager that you are releasing all of this, you know, what's going on right now to take care of because you have other things to do. You're driving the car. You are looking for a destination. And so you can use this as a prayer to God. You can use this as, you know, just asking and to, you know, the universe, saying, you know, I'm turning this over to you to take care of. I need to do this. I need you to help me, you know, and let it go. Just let it go. Just forget about it. And, you know, you might find that you don't even hear the kids squabbling anymore. You are calm enough that you're remembering the directions, or you look down and they were right in your lap the whole time, but you couldn't see them because you were so distracted. You know, all kinds of things can happen, but these two processes together are so powerful. But the best part of it is it brings you back to the truth of who you are, where you take your best action. You can be inspired. You can do what is the best in the moment for everybody. And, I love using those. I actually will tell you a little secret here. I have little critters here. I have three cats and a dog. And two of them are young. They're very small. One is like 4 months and one is like 8 months. And, they're always, you know, they're playing, but they're fighting and, you know. And so this started, Cindy, just as you and I were, you know, signing into the radio show. And the music was going on. And I actually quickly went through both of these processes in that moment. And amazingly, they disappeared. I don't know where they went, but they're not right under my feet fighting, you know, for my attention. They're probably fighting off someplace else or sleeping. But it's really powerful. It really works. I love it.
Well, I'm glad you did that because, yes, just before we did hook on the show, for anybody who doesn't know, I can get in the studio line and I can check with our guests and that kind of thing. And I did that just before, but the static was in the line and all this, so I had to quickly get off to reboot the computer in the hopes. And as I was getting off, I'm hearing you talk to somebody, something, and settle down, and okay, you need to be quiet now. And I thought, oh, no. And so I'm glad you put the good energy out there because you're right. My instant thing was, okay, there's critters or a kid or something. And, well, okay, she's going on the air, so we still have this handled. But it was still, I thought, who's going to be trying to interfere here? So,
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't even know I was still on, you know, because I was trying to get back to the studio line to shut everything down and quickly attempt to get on. And what did I say? We had like a minute and a half or less than that to
You're
get,
right,
the
I know,
and get
yeah.
it done. So.
You know, the animals do pick up on our energy. And when I knew you were having challenges, I started to get anxious. And, you know, I know that they had picked up on that, but by going through those processes, it just calmed me back into my center, and then they calmed down too. They're such a little reflection of us. So are kids.
Oh, they very much, very much are. And, yeah, kids, I've seen that with kids a lot, you know. They do, you get wound up or whatever, and the kids are doing exactly the same thing of, you know, running around and not settling and not being able to sleep and, you know, even those kinds of things that they pick up from us.
Oh, yeah, so, definitely. Yeah, they're little mirrors.
Yes, Yes. So, yeah, and, you know, and you remind me, too, one of the things that I do with the show, and this was, you know, set up to me by the previous co-host, and, again, I didn't do it, so that's probably where some of my angst came in, and I had to quickly do it, which is just, like you said, early, very first from the beginning of this, doing the breathing and covering myself in good energy and light and positiveness, and this will go well and all of that. So, you know, as it was rebooting, I had to quickly go through that process and, you know, is it as long as I would have liked to or wanted to had I thought about it? No. But like you said, even those few seconds, we can do that.
Yes.
We'll center and take away at least something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it doesn't matter how short we have. If it's even sending the kids ahead 5 feet, you know, you go into grandma's quick as you stop before you close the car door and take those breaths. And, you know, this is going to be a wonderful experience with the family or whatever. I think, you know, all those can help.
Definitely. So. Yeah, we're more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. We have the ability to do all these things, and, you know, a lot of it is just being educated to know. And then once we are, it's just a matter of practice. It's really, they aren't hard. None of them are hard. It's just remembering that that's what you want to do. First of all, you have to be, has to be your choice. And then just enjoy, you know, falling down as you learn to ride the bike. And it's okay. So,
right.
You know, I really, Cindy, the secret to living your purpose and during the holidays is simply to choose to stay true to yourself in the middle of all the holiday distractions and demands on your time. And, you know, you will have everything that you need to live your purpose in each holiday moment once you make the choice to always follow your inner guidance and connect with it. And I highly recommend that you have fun along the way. You know, they say enjoy the journey. Well, laugh. You know, I mean, I'm so glad you shared what you were going through at the same moment. And, you know, it makes it so precious. I actually have a friend who believes that when we laugh, we let go of limiting beliefs that we aren't even aware of. And so when I coach someone, I love it when we can both have that just heartfelt laugh together. And the release is so incredibly beautiful. So, you know, enjoy yourself. When things don't go right, hey, it's okay, you know? See the humor in it. Find out what's right about it and just have fun.
Yeah. Sometimes it's always all I can do is laugh at what just happened. You know, sometimes it's so absurd. You've got to be kidding me. I couldn't have tried that or made that happen again if I tried. So, oh, man, you just got to let it out, laugh at it, because, like you said, if I start internalizing, for me, if I start internalizing it, everything else starts taking on, again, that law of attraction energy.
Exactly.
So I like that
Perfect.
Idea of eliminating, yeah. You say, eliminating negative beliefs or limiting beliefs, right?
Right. And, you know, not that you shouldn't, you know, I don't like to use that word, but it's always best to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, but then allow yourself to shift to something that feels better. That's the key.
Right.
And, you know, and then try to, you know, we're not going to always stay at a 10 on the scale of 1 to 10, if 10's the highest. But but we learn how to shift by practicing going up and down. And, you know, every part of it, every step along the way is just as beautiful as the one before. Your 10 is as perfect and beautiful as your one, and they all teach you, and it's just the life that we live, and it's who we are. So it's beautiful. Well,
I just looked at that there were some people on the call queue, and I missed them. I apologize because we were talking here, so we were waiting for this to get through. I am hoping they will call back.
I hope so, too.
I just looked at this, and I'm sorry, guys. I'm still getting used to this. And but, yes, so...
We were being in the moment.
We were. And I don't, I wait until the lines, until we get through some of the chats and the discussion. I probably should have said that, too, on listening. So please, folks, including Curious Times, Christina, I see you're over there perhaps. If you'd like to call back, I would appreciate that. Again, the number 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. So I'm trying to stay on the Skype and on my phone and all of that. And so, I'm learning all this stuff. I'm just still a newbie radio host and not quite as multitasking as I used to be with doing this before. When I was with Jan, I would sit there on, I would be over in the host and monitoring calls and things like that. It's just not quite the same when you get behind the actual radio show.
You're doing great.
So I'll tell you what I like, and we do here. Let me just see where they are. No, they're not in the call thing. So if you guys would call back, I would greatly appreciate that. But I think what I would like us to do is, I know one of the things you wanted to do was talk to us about your favorite meditation practices and maybe take us through a meditation, either on finding our purpose or relaxing for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully those folks will call back in and we can talk to them as well.
That sounds awesome. Okay. Well, as I had mentioned earlier, one of my favorite, definitely most powerful tools that I use is meditation. And on a daily basis, even if it's only for a few minutes, 5 minutes, I try to fit that in. Even as you go into the bathroom, you can take a few moments just to breathe and center, and that is a form of meditation. But for the holidays right now, people have asked me, what's the best kind of meditation to do? And obviously any kind that you can get in is perfect. When you're busy, you're at a party or whatever, or a dinner, you can only do those brief kinds possibly. But, if you have more time, the more time you can spend meditating this time of year, the better. That will definitely help with that stress that Cindy was talking about, that we all experience a higher level of during the holidays. It helps you reconnect with yourself, clean out your energy. It's kind of like taking a spiritual shower. I love that concept. It's such a beautiful visualization. And I would really encourage you to just try, even if you're not a meditator, if you haven't meditated before, you can certainly practice with breathing and focusing on your breath. You can do that several times a day, as often as you begin to feel anxious, and just see how it helps you. There's wonderful guided meditations out there to help you get going on, learning how to meditate. I know I do have one on my website right now to help you embrace your day and start you out on the right foot. And excuse me, I had to take a drink of water. All you would need to do is put in your email address so I can mail it to you. And it's 3 minutes long, but it will set the energy for your day so that it can flow and it can go in the direction you want it to. But for right now, what I would really love to do is I would love all of you to just get in a space where you can relax. You know, if you need to remove yourself from the kids, the computer, the kitchen, whatever it is you're doing, your work, and just find a comfortable chair, or if you like to lay down, that's fine too. And I want you to just let your whole body relax. This is not going to take a really long time, but it will so be beneficial for you, and you will feel so great. So go ahead now and just gently close your eyes and take in a deep breath and let it out. And just feel the stress melt away from your body. Take in another deep breath and let it out. Feel that calm filling you up all the way down to your toes. And as you breathe in the golden light of your source, just hold it in your heart center for a few seconds. And as you let it out, release all the energies you've taken on that do not serve you, that do not belong to you. Send them through your feet into the earth to be recycled into light. I want you to go ahead and just visualize a golden ball of light a foot above the top of your head. I want you to just be in amazement and awe at its beauty, its shimmering glow. This represents your God, your source, the universe. And I want you to see at the top of your head, at your crown chakra, if you're familiar with that, a spinning disc. And I want you to see this disc stop spinning and open up like two French doors. And as this opens up, this golden light just pours into your body, filling you all the way through your head and your eyes and your nose and your mouth and your neck, down into your chest and especially in your heart center, all the way down through your arms, into your solar plexus, your power center, down through your torso, into your legs. It flows down, down, all the way down, out through the base of your feet, into the center of the earth. And I want you to also see a beautiful, thick, golden grounding cord going from the base of your spine, extending down into the earth, where it stays connected and holds you solidly between the earth and your source. Now you're going to see this cord not only take out the energy that no longer serves you, but it also brings back more grounding, beautiful, golden energy from Mother Earth up through your grounding cord, all the way through your body, and out through your crown chakra up to your source. This continuous flow of energy is always there, whether you're aware of it or not. It's always holding you securely, and it surrounds you in a cocoon of beautiful golden light and holds you. You are safe. You are protected. You are perfect, just as you are. Now I want you to go back up to the top of your head, and I want you to just observe your mind, and I want you to see all those things that you think you need to get done for the holidays, whatever it is that you're stressing about right now, and maybe it doesn't have anything to do with the holidays. Whatever you're stressing about right now, I want you to take all of those things and lovingly pour them into a beautiful bubble of golden light. And I want you to wrap your arms around that bubble. And I want you to hold it close to you and embrace it into your heart. And I want you to just feel the love for all of the wonderful things that you're trying to accomplish. And then I want you to release any of these things or the energy from these things that no longer serves you or the purpose of who you are. And I want you to release them down through that beautiful golden grounding cord deep into the center of the earth to be recycled into loving light that will come back up to you as peace and calm and centered, balanced, grounded energy. Now I want you to just breathe that in. Feel grateful for all that you have, for all that is, and for being here in this moment. And now gently breathe in one more time. Slowly bring yourself back into the room. Slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Feel the stillness, the quiet. Take in another deep breath. Fully wide awake and ready to have an amazing day and rest of your holiday season. And you can go back to this space anytime you want. It's there for you. It's the gift from the universe, your source, from God. It's always there for you. You can tap into it and go there anytime that you want to. So I hope this helps you. And I would love to answer any questions that anyone has.
Well, that was relaxing. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I guess our caller went to get lunch, so hopefully they'll call back in a little later, or they'll check in with the other, maybe on the discussion page or something, or get back in the next few minutes. They did what they needed to do in going to get themselves lunch. There we go. Exactly, right?
Exactly, yes.
So
no,
I appreciate that.
This time is all different times, and, you know, they also know, Cindy, that they can catch the replay.
Right,
and,
exactly.
I know with our radio show that oftentimes more people listen after than they do during. And, you know, if anybody does have correct questions that they even want to direct toward me directly, I would love to answer them. You can reach me at nada@nadasessentials.com. That's my email. And I also have a phone number that's 801-810-8334. I'd be happy. I may not be able to answer the call immediately, but I would be happy to answer any questions you have. And
that's NADAS. ESSENTIALS for
yes.
the website.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
And then you also have a web page that's also called Not as Essentials, correct?
Facebook page called Not as Essentials and a Facebook page called Caregivers Oasis. We did not cover that, but recently my husband had gone through open heart surgery, and I was became the caregiver once again, as I have done many times in my life. And it motivated me, inspired me to reach out to all the beautiful caregivers in the world that need that boost of inspiration on a daily basis to help them get through their own journey. And that's where that came from. And I would love to help any of you with any questions, any way that I can. Please feel free to reach out. Again, if you would like to check out my meditation for your mornings, It is, again, at my website, and that's notasessentials.com. And I offer a free kind of exploratory session where if you want to see what it's like to work with me, it won't cost a penny, and we can find out if it flows for both of us or not. If it doesn't, we will gratefully appreciate the time and part ways. If it does, we can engage more deeply either as a group or individually. So, Cindy, I am just so honored to be here, and I thank you so much for this time to share what I know, my wisdom, who I am with your audience, and in hopes that it will only help their holidays go more smoothly, peaceful, and that they will find some tips here to help them recenter, focus, and stay true to themselves.
I'm sure they will. And, again, it's one of the other things that does sometimes stress families is that they do have to be caregivers and try to get out and all the other things. So appreciate you bringing up that website for you. And we do have a caller on the line, so I would like to bring in our caller. Hello there.
Hello.
This is Talk Radio.
This is Entomology in your chat room, and I just wanted to say that I really appreciate your show. I like what you guys are talking about. I'm a first-time caller and a first-time listener.
Thank you.
I really feel that the work that you guys is doing is great. And in the world that we live in today, we actually need more of this. In regards to the actual topic, without getting into the specifics, because that's pretty much out of my realm. However, from an energy standpoint, I just wanted to bring up one of my favorite movies this time of year that I love to watch because I think it's so poignant, and I think it points so much to what your speaker is talking about, and that's the movie It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart and I forget the wife's name. Oh, because she was on a talk. She was on a regular. Is it Donna Reed? That's who it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Donna Reed, and I think that movie epitomizes a lot of what you guys are talking about. How we can feel disenchanted and removed, and just alienated from everything, and then all of a sudden, when things go bad, we realize how many people we actually have in our life who are in our corner. Mm-hmm. And maybe we don't even know it. Mm-hmm. And something bad has to happen in order for us to realize it. Unfortunately, as human beings, we have that proclivity. But I just wanted to add that part to it and just let you true queens know that you're doing excellent work and this is what it's all about. And we're living in a day and age now where we have to learn how to be closer together as human beings because we live in a fabricated world now. It's artificial. Everything is. Intelligence, the whole nine yards. They got us tied to a grid. Either you got a cell phone, you got an iPad, you got a computer, you got a two-in-one. It's an iPad and it's a computer at the same time. It's a laptop. You got a laptop. You got a desktop. You got something. And the irony of that is that while now all of us have 24-hour access to each other, we communicate actually less.
True.
We talk less to each other. Now, I'm a little bit older, so I can remember back in the day where you call somebody, you got a busy signal, and then if you really wanted to get in touch with them, you had to dial the operator, and then they would make an emergency call, and they would interrupt the call on your behalf and say, hey, this person's on the line. They'd like to talk to you. Would you like to talk to them? Now we got call waiting. We got texting. We got email. We got messaging. We got everything. And we don't even communicate as well. I find that fascinating. What do you guys think?
Wow. That is so beautiful, and I'm sorry I did not catch your name in the beginning.
Well, my name is Patrick. My name is Patrick.
Patrick. Awesome. Yes. Patrick, thank you. That was just, that was awesome. What you just shared, beautiful. And my favorite movie as well. Thank you for bringing it up. And you are so right on, at least from my point of view. I don't, you know, I'm sure Cindy will agree, but that is why there is such a new, you know, upsurge of people who are doing life coaching, who are doing things like Purpose Talk Radio, learning about Live Law of Attraction and things like that, because we are becoming so artificial in the world and we're losing touch with the truth of who we are. And thank you. That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, well, I just appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. And like I said, I was listening, so, you know, I'm a December baby, so I got a birthday coming up, and winter is my favorite time of year. So, you know, I try not to get into the trappings of this time of year, which is the commercialization part of it. I try to attach myself more to the intrinsic qualities of it, being with people that you love. You know, this is the only time of year, which is really, which I find just amazing. This is the only time of year where people are actually nice to each other. You know, and it's people you don't even know. People are just sort of, you know, they're in a good mood, and you don't necessarily know what's going on in their life, because this is also the time of year where the most suicides are committed, because people are feeling disconnected. But it's that dichotomy that draws us in. Either you feel completely disconnected, or you're just in a love fest for like 30 days. You know, December, oh, it's Christmas time. Yeah, I love everybody. And then as soon as January hits, it's back to the grind. And it just amazes me as human beings how we can turn ourselves off and on like that. Well, I mean, do you see that, or is that just me? Or
Patrick,
is that just me?
No. If you know, earlier in the show, I mentioned that this applies for this time of year, but it also applies for the whole year. And when I also had mentioned that, you know, when you're doing these Christmas things and, you know, or holiday things, that we should spread them throughout the year. That goes for the way we treat each other. I firmly agree with that. And I also see people getting more irritable this time of year because they are stressing out trying to be perfect and do all these things and, you know, love all these other people. So the people that you're buying things from, or, you know, whatever, that are around you, you're short, you know, because you're not filling, you're not keeping your own lamp or energy full. We didn't get to this quote, but you are reminding me, and it's from Mother Teresa, and it says, to keep a lamp burning, we have to keep putting oil in it. I mean, it's real basic stuff. And when we don't, that's when we end up being unkind to each other during this time of year. Or, you know, you're forcing all of your energy toward the people that you're focused on, and you're overindulging in them with all this mushy, lovey, you know, wonderful stuff, and forgetting that, hey, that person that you just bought your Christmas dinner from at the grocery store, and you know, snapped at them because they counted your change back wrong, they're a real person too, and this is the holidays for them too, and they're working, and maybe they'd rather be out buying things for the people that they love. But you're not alone, Patrick. Cindy, don't you feel the same way? I mean,
Definitely. You know, people are nice to each other, but there are also times, Patrick, that I'm feeling like it's almost a false nice sometimes, which is unfortunate because, you know, they think there's something there or they, you know, want to get in front in a line or whatever. But there are others that truly are, like you say, they're more giving, they're more participatory in other activities and reaching out to people. You know, there is more communication. You know, and even if it is sometimes, you know, people who send out text messages at the end of, you know, at Christmas Day or the end of Hanukkah or whatever, you know, they are attempting to do some kind of communication that maybe they wouldn't have done before because they don't send cards, they don't get to the post office or whatever. You know, it's kind of interesting how all of that has changed over time. But, you know, I'm not that much younger from what you just described. I do know when my, you know, folks, when I first got my phone and my parents were out and needed to get a hold of me because I was on my phone, they would cut in. And it's like, what are you doing on your phone? You know, I'm trying to call you. Well, of course I'm on my phone. You know, those kinds of things. So, yeah, we didn't have all of this access to cutting in and communicating 24/7 and all that. It was we waited until we could actually see somebody.
So. Exactly. And I just wanted to thank both of you ladies for taking my call. I enjoy the show. I don't want to take up any more time. But there is a quote that I would like to leave both of you with, and I've heard this one time, and it has always stuck with me. And the quote is, happiness is wanting what you already have.
Nice.
And I will be in the chat room. I got to go eat my veggie burrito. So I will be listening. I'm not going anywhere. I will be listening. And thanks for taking my call, ladies.
Thanks, Patrick, for calling in. Appreciate
it.
Bye-bye. Good day. Okay, we'll just put him back on hold so he can either listen on the phone or in the chat room then. Wow, that was good. Put him back in there. Thank you for calling back in, Patrick.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
So perfect.
And, yes, for anyone else, again, one last shot on this, if you'd like to call back in. Otherwise, we're pretty much going to wrap this up, I think. Please do call in 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074, and or the after the show. Please do go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. Feel free to send us messages over there or either at nadasessentials.com website or at purposetalkradio.com website, and I'll make sure that gets over. So were there any other things that we did not cover that you wanted to cover today, Nada?
Well, I just, in regards to what Patrick said, it was making me think of the law of attraction once again in that when we come into the holidays, we expect there to be more loving and giving, and that's what you get, what you receive. And, you know, you get what you ask for is what or what you're focused on. And, it is part of definitely where your focus goes. And it's like people try really hard. If we could only do what we are doing now the rest of the year and expect those loving and, you know, wonderful things from everybody, we might be surprised. Maybe we could have this type of a spirit throughout the year just by, you know, looking for it, by expecting it, by feeling it, by knowing that it's possible. And being it ourselves.
Good way to think of it, yes. And I think for me, I do want to attract that year-round. You know, it makes a lot more sense than just having to look for it. I'd rather it were part of my life. It's like, oh, where are the good people? Well, you know, and there's a lot of people saying that. Where are the good people? Well, okay. And stop and say, you know, the good people are right around me. The good people are in my circle of influence.
Mm-hmm.
The good people are me. And, you know, that's one of the things I stress from many of our guests. You know, good people, good person is me, and always starts with me, or
mm-hmm.
each of you individually. So.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I know, too, that one of the things I like to do with this show is to have an affirmation. And if you remember what yours is, otherwise I will go look it up if you wanted to share with us.
Oh, well.
Or create one.
You know what? I think I'd like to just create one from the moment.
Okay.
And I think this is something that we can all say every day, and not even this time of year, but every day throughout the year. But I am being the best me I can be, doing what I love in the moment. I am being the best me I can be, doing what I love in the moment.
Awesome. I like that. And I think the usual is to do that a third time, one more time, so we all really ingrain that in ourselves. You can remember it again.
I am being the best me I can be, doing what I love in the moment.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
okay.
you.
If you would give us your contact information one more time.
Okay. My website is nadasessentials.com. That is NadasEssentials.com. And you can reach me at 801-810-8334. Or my email is nada@nadasessentials.com. I also have a Facebook page, Nada's Essentials, and another page called Caregiver's Oasis. And I would love to have you come interact with us and enjoy what we do, what I do. We really do have more fun, love more, and help each other along the way. So thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. Okay, I will put you on hold again as we wrap up the show. If you'd like to listen to the end of it, you're more than welcome to. And thank you for being a guest and sharing your experiences and how we can live our purpose during the holidays. Appreciate
thank
your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you all for listening to us today. Again, this is Purpose Talk Radio on December 16th, 2013. Our guest was Nada Howarth, and she is at Nada's Essentials. You need to get that other information from her on how to contact her. Also, it is on the discussion page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations in Facebook. Please come over there, join us. For further conversation, anytime you do listen to this show, archived, or if you are on the air and listening to us now, I see we have several guests in our chat room. Please feel free to come on over there and carry on the conversation further over there. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can do so at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. We do air this show every Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central, where I am, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. over in the U.K., so you can hear us then. If you'd like to suggest guests, be a guest on our show, sponsor the show, give donations, learn about our upcoming guests, or listen to the archives of any of our shows, please do so, again, at Purpose Talk Radio. Thank you all for being here, and thank you for your time. Our closing song, again, is I Am Who I Am, by True Trinity. I wish you all soul blessings. And, oh, if you do, again, if you do wish to be on our show next week for our holiday gathering, feel free to get a hold of me there or just call in that day also to share your holiday traditions, religious, spiritual, family, ethnic, whatever they may be at this time of year. And that's not just, you know, right now in December, but from going from like October through February-ish, if you'd like, just so that we get to know people and traditions a little bit better. So again, I wish you all soul blessings, and thank you for sharing this time.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.